Siddur Snippets series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, in memory of Dani Morris, Olav Ashulam Nachman, Daniel Ben Aryeh, in the merit of a refuah shlema for all of Cholei Yisrael. We have been up to the sentence in Avarabba, Ki Kel Po Yeshua Sa'ata, that Hashem is the Almighty. Kel is Almighty, all-powerful, unlimited. He's Po Yeshua, so he can bring salvation, Ke'erafayin, out of nowhere. And as we've been saying, why should he do that for us? In what merit? Because Uvanu Vachartu Mikalam VeLashon, because Hashem, you chose us, you charged us, you gave us a mission and a mandate, and in order for us to be able to fulfill it, we need your protection, we need your salvation, we need you even if we're undeserving and even if we are unworthy. That is the kavana that we're meant to have. What does it mean? We said Mikol Am VeLashon, that Hashem chose us Mikol Am, from every nation, VeLashon, from every tongue. What does that mean? You'll notice we also say this in Kiddush on Yontif. We're going to say shortly, Asher bachabanu mikol am v'romam tanu mikol lashon. So what is the significance of the redundancy? Hashem, you chose us. Just say you chose us. Obviously, from whom did you choose us? From every other nation, from every other tongue. Why mikol am, from a people, and why lashon, from a tongue? What is the significance of this double language? So first of all, I once saw, I don't remember where, a beautiful interpretation of Romam Tanu Mikol Lashon. I think maybe Reb Melech Biderman. Romam Tanu Mikol Lashon means that we are elevated over other language, means Romam Tanu. We, the Jewish people, our holiness, our sanctity, the way we carry ourselves, the goodness, the kindness, the generosity, the righteousness, the selflessness, Romam Tanu. If you want to praise us, Mikol Lashon, we are elevated and exalted above any other language. There's not a vocabulary. There aren't the words to be able to describe Mika'amcha Yisrael, the great faith of the Jewish people. Romam Tanu Mikol Lashon. We transcend, we are above any vocabulary, any way of speech, any ability to articulate the beauty of our people. But back to Avarabba. Uvanu Vacharti, you chose us Mikol Am V'Lashon. So the Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, Mashkiach Aponovich, says what it means is the following. It says, Am mara amadriga haruchnis shel am. You chose us from any nation as a reflection of the spiritual level of a people. Hatarbus shel amim. Our culture, the Jewish culture, a Torah culture, is a refined culture. It's a holy culture. It's a culture of goodness and kindness. So mikol am, the definition of a people, their culture, the Torah culture of the Jewish people, is elevated and exalted. What then is Lashon? Lashon, he says, reflects the pnimius, the essence of who we are. The Malbim writes, Hasafa chitzonis legamrei. The lips are external. Hapeu pnimi, the mouth is internal. V'alashon yosen pnimi mikulam. So the lips are the external, the mouth is internal, but the most internal is the Lashon. The tongue comes from the furthest inside us. Halashon mitzayin adibor ayoser pnimi, Umora alabina bedvarm she is bonim ben betzvuna ve'agion lahavin latzi inyan miinyan davar midavar, and so on. So therefore, when we talk about being exalted, elevated above every language, it means every tongue. It means the depth, the essence, the core of who we are. Not only the external culture of who we are, not only the external behavior of what we do, but the panemius, the essence and the core of who we are. Mikol lashon, from the tongue, which comes even further in. But I want to suggest to you something different. Later in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe is recounting the Jewish people's investigation of the land of Israel, the story of the Meraglim, Torah tells us, the Torah describes, they were sent to investigate the land. And Rashi there writes, what were they going to see? What were they going to look for? Eza lashon heim medabrim. What language are they speaking? It's a peculiar Rashi. You send spies to investigate. You want to find out where are the military positions. What is their weaponry? You want to find out what is their strength, what is their infrastructure. There's a lot to investigate when you're trying to gain intelligence about the other side. But Eza Lashon Heim Medabrim? What language are they speaking in? Why was that the question the Meraglim were going to investigate? So the Maharal says something amazing. I'll leave you with this. The Maharal says, because if you want to know everything about a people, go look not what language they're speaking, but what they're speaking about. Are they talking about people? Are they talking about things? Are they talking about ideas. What people choose to talk about says everything about them. Go eavesdrop on a Shabbos table, a Yontif table. Go eavesdrop on people meeting for a cup of coffee. And what you hear them talk about will tell you everything about them. So says the Maharal, that's what they were going to listen in on. Not what language, not what vocabulary, but what was the content, what were they speaking about? Because what a people speaks about says everything about them. So perhaps based on that Maharal, that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, chose us. Uvonu v'charta mikol am, you chose us not only from every people, but v'lashon. You chose us and you charged us to be different than every people, and also to be elevated and different in what we speak about, and how we speak, to be elevated in that speech. That is what we aspire for, and that is what we strive for.